This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
I feel like there should be pints in studio to celebrate Dave's holiday.
Honestly,
right now.
Can we do that? Let's get like a keg or something. Or maybe, do you know what I'd like now? Do you know what I'm going to have loads of? Always drink responsibly. Visit drinkware.ie. A Hugo Spritz.
Ooh.
That's a good holiday drink, isn't it?
Don't know what it is.
You've never had a Hugo Spritz?
Never.
Emma, get yourself a Hugo Spritz.
What's the alcohol that's in it?
It's elderflower, Saint Germain, and like Prosecco.
Sounds like Paris Saint-Germain to me. Saint-Germain.
Saint-Germain. Yeah, Paris Saint-Germain. It's like an Aperol Spritz, but not with Aperol. It's with...
I think Aperol Spritz is a bit rotten.
Oh, it's muck.
Dude, yeah. I like it. I don't think it's too bad. When I had a party for New Year's... sorry, you're only finding out now. I had a party for New Year's and me and Pippa made cocktails and we made it like a winter version of an Aperol Spritz and everyone fucking loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be the biggest fan. What I love about being on holidays is the lovely glasses they give you your cerveza in, your beer in.
Your cerveza.
Your cerveza. Although I don't know what that is in Greek.
In Greek, I don't know. Just beer me.
Beer me up.
Beer me up.
Baby. Dave's off for the next week or so, couple of weeks and 10 days actually. And Martin Guilfoyle will be in with myself and Callum on Monday. Go and have a fantastic fucking time, man.
Hey, thanks. And if you give away the €2,000 on the Tricky 10 or, I don't know, Claire Byrne comes in or whatever, just... don't ring me. I'll find out when I come back.
Okay.
Actually, no. If Claire Byrne comes in, give me a call.
Playing all the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Ain't nobody do it like you. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
You're number one
on your music station.
You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. It's Friday.
Good morning. Welcome to the weekend. Thank God
Welcome
for that.
Welcome to Dave's 2-week weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be good. I got a text off my mate today. My mate works for the FAI.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it anyway.
Oh, you devil.
And I won't mention any players. But he took a photo of a closed door.
Yeah.
And on the door was leaving cert in, you know...
Progress.
In progress or whatever. But they're in Montreal because they're playing Canada like tomorrow. Are they playing Canada tomorrow? Or are they playing? Yeah, it's tomorrow. They're playing Canada, and
so one of the players is doing the leaving.
One
cert.
Of the players is doing the leaving cert.
Oh my god!
So there's like an examiner and everything in there. Isn't that
wow.
nuts? So he's obviously like only like 18, and he's gone doing the leaving cert while away with the Irish team in Montreal.
Now that is dedication.
I think that's so cool,
isn't it?
Like, but also, I couldn't concentrate.
Mm.
I've been home full well. I'm in Montreal. Like,
I remember there was two people.
Seamus Coleman is downstairs
in my year who suffered with dyslexia. So they had the special room for their leaving cert where the examiners would read to them.
Oh yeah,
read the questions to them. Do you know what I mean? And I remember being like, "That's really cool to have your own room."
Do you
know what I mean? To be like, "Oh, lads, see you later. I'm going this way."
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
your examiner would actually read the questions to you. Mm. I was like, "That's lovely. Take the pressure off." The
I don't
guys
know if I'd like. I don't know if I'd be like, more distracted because like if there's only one person in the room, I'll be like, "Ah, sure, I'll chat to them for a while."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whereas we were in like the big sports hall and there were so many people, I just got well distracted looking around at people as well. And once you kind of lose your focus for a while, and then you're like, "How far along are they?" And I don't know. Anyway, I was the person going, "Can I have more paper, please?" Yeah.
You couldn't. I wouldn't have asked for more paper if there was no one around. Do you know what I mean? You're only doing that to annoy everyone else.
No, I actually needed that. I had more to say on the topic.
Yeah.
Guys, I've had a really poor week on social media.
Oh,
I'll
no.
Start what with,
you get cancelled?
No, thankfully not. But Instance seems to be gone already.
Instance?
No one's using Instance in my feed anymore.
Now, in fairness, I don't think anyone uses Instance because it's too hidden away and no one remembers it.
Yeah.
Because you go into your DMs and then this thing pops up at the bottom right and you're like, "Oh yeah, an Instant." I've no interest in watching them.
The first few days I was really into it. Thought it was going to take off, kind of very unfiltered photos, people just snapping away. And I found it kind of exciting to have some update on Instagram because I seem to open it 20 million times a day. However, that seems to have died a death. We move on. There's someone that we work with who has an absolutely lit private story on Instagram.
I don't know who you're talking
about. Mm-hmm. It's full of the goss. It's great fun. And she is amazing at sharing different bits on her private story. It's kind of like her personal blog.
Emma's worried she's listening, so she's being really nice.
Yeah.
This woman is nuts.
No! She's amazing.
I do love her in fairness, but she is nuts. And she would admit she's nuts.
What she does though sometimes is she shares like screen grabs of like chats that are going on in like different groups and stuff, and they're funny.
I've read more of this woman's texts than my own.
But last week after the Women's Running Marathon, she was like very involved in the organisation process of it with Spin. And sure, it was late in the evening. I'd been out for a few, you know, yourself, and I sent her a very, very complimentary text about all of her hard work and her dedication to the cause and how loved she is. Mm-hmm. And the next day when I woke up and flicked through the story and saw that I had been screen grabbed and put on the story. Oh, the embarrassment of it. It reminds me of the time I farted in primary school. Yeah. It just brought me that level of immediate cringe.
The worst thing is there was two stories dedicated to this. There was the first one with said person in question who just put in the caption, like in the story, Emma Nolan is the sweetest person ever. And then the next thing,
I was like, oh, that's so nice. Wonder what that's from.
Is the screen grab of the text. No hiding that it's Emma Nolan. Face at the top, saying Emma Nolan Spin at the top,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
No, like, it's you.
I read it and I was
I'm
like,
I'm kind of over
oh
it now,
my
but I literally
God.
Was cringing because of you two. I was like, if it just went out, I wouldn't care. But I was like, oh, David Hammond's going to see that now and rip me. And Callum's going to see that now and rip me.
I thought it was a nice message.
Yeah, it's very Emma Nolan. Like, that is.
But I said to Emma, I said, if you ever send me a message like that, I would be so upset.
I have sent you messages.
No,
like that.
Not like that.
Yes, I have.
Well, don't ever do it again.
Okay.
I've obviously put that to the back of my memory. It was a very nice, soppy message, but like I was just like, ugh.
And then,
not for me.
Dave is the one who really got upset about my other instance on social media this week. That wasn't even my fault.
Oh, I have no idea what this is. What was this?
You saw me wearing something you didn't want to see.
Hmm. Bikini?
No. Sound. No, dressing gown.
No, I just remember when you were on holidays, when you were wearing bikinis in your Instagram, me and Callum were like, this is weird. It's like looking at her sister. It's
yeah,
weird.
That was weird.
We're talking about the dressing gown.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
So my other moment on social media was...
it was like Jack's birthday or something,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was Jack's birthday last weekend, and if he was back at my house between the mini marathon and going to St. Anne's for the Snow Patrol gig. So I got home after the mini marathon, obviously dying for a shower. My house, rented house, no electric shower. Went up into the shower, there was no hot water. So I was like, ugh! Got soaked. Put on my dressing gown. I was like, I'll wait half an hour for the water to heat up and just kind of rock around in my dressing gown. But what I didn't realise was I was going to be filmed while bringing in Jack's birthday cake.
In fairness, you were bringing in a birthday cake. When else are you going to film? That's exactly
no,
when
I
people are going to film.
But maybe it's like, I won't share it because Emma's in a dressing gown. Do you know what I mean?
It was so funny. It was just this video of one of Emma's friends taking a video of Emma rocking into the kitchen with the cake for Jack while she's in a full dressing gown. And I was like, Emma, question. Over the weekend, Jack's birthday, the dressing gown. Stop, Dave. Stop. I can't. Stop.
And you know me, like, if I'm tagged in a story, I'm like, oh, share. That one, I was like, nah. I don't think I'm going
to
share that
I'm
one.
So lucky to be friends, like, to follow the people she's friends with so I could see it.
I didn't see it and I don't want to see
it. It was wonderful. It was real.
It was just really.
It was Mrs. Brown's boy.
Yeah, like hair thrown up in the head, birthday cake, big chunky dressing gown.
Lucky know? Jack is all I'll say. I thought there was something underneath the dress that you were going to take off, underneath the dressing gown. And I was like, oh, she must have like a cocktail dress.
It must be a
dress. Bit. Yeah, it must be a bit.
Nah.
No.
No bit.
Slow them out there, Jack. Great. See you later.
Happy birthday.
It's my last day.
Yeah. Woo! Why am I not happy?
Celebrate good times. Come on.
You say
it's
last
Dave
day
Lassie.
As if you're like leaving. You're just going on holiday.
I'm going on holiday forever. I'm not coming back.
Dave.
No, I will be back. This is my last day, and I think I'll be back on this show on the 18th of June.
What do you mean this show? What are the show are you going on before then?
No, I just mean like I'll be back the 17th of June, but I'll be back in the show like on the 18th.
Okay,
I won't be back.
That's not that long away.
Yeah, I know, to be honest. It's I should have booked longer. Workplaces should give you more time off, actually, I think. But we'll get to that. I'm already preempting my depression for when I come back.
Oh, brilliant.
Do you know what I mean?
For God's sake.
If there's one thing that's worse than me on a Monday, it's me on the first day back after a holiday.
Yeah, but you've timed it up really nice. You're coming back to work on the 18th, which is a Thursday. You've 2 days, you're into the weekend. And then do we have a bank holiday at the end of June? Oh, okay, never mind.
Oops. See, I'm kind of thinking that, you know, the 18th and the 19th is a Thursday and a Friday when I'm back. I'm still on holiday mode. Like, I'll be coming in with my sunglasses and the feet will be up and, you know what I mean?
Oh, brilliant. So after not having you for a week and a half, we'll not have you again for 2 days, and we've barely had you for the last 2 days because you've been just totally checked
out. But that Monday is going to be worse than Blue Monday.
Oh, right.
It's going to be a blue Monday.
The 22nd. So now we basically have you in depression mode on the 18th, 19th and the 22nd.
No, 22nd would be depression. I'm still in holiday mode on the Thursday and the Friday, which is the 18th and the 19th.
Okay, so you're not going to focus, but you'll be here and happy.
I'll be here and I'll be like, all right. And you won't, that probably be the most you get out of me. But
great. And then the week of the 22nd is...
this depression session, yeah. That's the depression session. So what I've decided to do...
you'll have no money right now after your
exactly,
holiday.
Exactly, and I'll be absolutely broke. And
but hey, you got paid that week.
Nice.
So it's the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday that'll be.
Perfect. So as soon as the 25th comes around, I'll be back to normal. But it's going to be the first couple of days back after a holiday. So what I've decided to do is write my future self, that person, the Dave of the 22nd of June, the week of the 22nd of June. I was going to write him a letter.
Okay.
And just have him make sure he knows he's going to be okay.
Okay. That's not a bad idea, I think, actually. Whatever we need to do, I think we shall do here.
So... dear future Dave, Kalimara from your past self. That is hello and good morning in Greek.
Lovely.
If you're hearing this, the holiday is over and you're probably staring at Emma and Callum wondering, how are you back here? How has nobody invented a 4-day work week while you're away? This isn't on. But let's just pause, just for a second. Crete was real. The sun happened. The food. The laughs. The beach. The pool. You didn't dream it. The good news is that everybody probably really missed you. They probably really missed you terribly. They'll all be so happy to see you again. Enjoy the attention. Tell everyone who will listen how good the holiday was. Don't worry about all the emails you have to read. Think of them as letters from people who didn't go to Crete. That's why they're asking you to do things. They're jealous. If it feels tough today, remember that 10 days ago your biggest decision was whether to have another breakfast. That will come again. Maybe don't leave it so long to book a holiday this time, yeah? Also, make yourself feel better. Get a McMuffin. While you eat it, think of the memories, the stories, the photos, the kind of tan you have. And get booking another holiday. Put in the time off request now. Last but not least, future Dave, you're lucky enough to have had a holiday worth being sad about. Don't be sad that it's over. Be happy that it happened. Now go have a great show. Be nice to yourself. And put on a good song. And hey, if it's Ewan McVicar, just turn down the headphones. Pretend you're still at the beach. Nobody needs to know you're mentally still floating somewhere off the coast of Crete. Best wishes. Pre-holiday you.
Dave, that was really nice.
I just thought, you know, good to... I think I'll listen to that in 2 weeks.
We get back, yeah.
I'll listen to that in 2 weeks and I'll be like,
that's going to make you feel better.
I hate that guy.
But I also think what's really funny is you talk about all the emails you'll miss. What, like 4?
It'll be at least 12.
Some people come back to like hundreds and hundreds. You're like, oh, I've 11 emails. Pain in my backside.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Stella Lefty with Boston here on Spin. Good morning.
On the 22nd of June, I will be listening back to this very show so I can hear a letter that I just wrote to my future self, my post-holiday self.
Oh God, I'm dreading him. Dreading him.
Post-holiday Dave is coming back and he's going to be very, very sad.
He's going to be very
and
cross
very
as well.
Insufferable.
Yeah. Well, he wrote the email and part of, or sorry, he wrote the letter to himself and part of it was he was saying, oh, all those emails I'll come back to, they're just letters from people who are jealous they weren't in Crete. Don't worry about it. And we were joking saying, all those emails, you'll have like 12 if
I
maximum.
Honestly did one day get 12 emails like
in
within the space of like 2 hours or something, and I turned to one of the marketing people and I was like, for God's sake, I've got like 12 emails and that's 2 hours, and they all dropped everything. They were like, shut up. They were fuming at me.
Message here from Katrina, just for Dave and his emails. I get over 300 of them just after a bank holiday. He doesn't want to know what it looks like after 10 days of holiday.
They're just jealous of your holiday. That's what it is. It's letters from people who weren't on your holiday.
They were just jealous of your bank holiday weekend, Katrina. I saw this online the other day. My Instagram has improved a lot in terms of my feed. I started like following different just kind of cool pages that are a bit nerdy, and as a result my Instagram feed is like somewhere I like to hang out. It's kind of fun. Sometimes you get interesting facts, or you might get little snippets of, do you know, like a lot of the stuff I've brought to the show lately is like, I saw this on Instagram, it's really cool.
I've seen some of your because there's an account that pops up on mine, like it's like an ad for like history.
Oh my God, I paid for it.
Oh my God.
You get lessons every day. I'm learning about all the Romans at the moment.
I'm worried that none of it's like accurate.
No, it's really good.
It's really good. I watch all of them, but I'm still like, I don't know if it's accurate.
Oh, the lessons are brilliant. I do like 6 minutes a day.
I don't like the way it starts off with, here's why the Irish hate the British. And it's like, oh, we don't really, like, we're only joking to annoy them. Like, I don't want to learn about history from a one-sided point of view. I don't know.
No, I think the app isn't like that. The app is very like, here's a story.
That's funny. How much did you pay?
It's $7.99 for the month.
Oh my God.
Dave, I'm learning loads. I'm going to be a historian in no time. Anyway, one of the things I came across the other day was this music page had put together kind of a collaboration, I suppose, of loads of different videos. Not a collaboration, a collection is the word I'm kind of looking for, I think, of loads of stars that we know now performing when they were kids. Okay?
Right.
So, again, I'm going to play you some of the clips of these stars and...
I have to guess who they are, do I?
You can see, but I think it's a really hard one to guess. I know what they are, so I think the first one is pretty obvious, but then I think if someone played it to me, I wouldn't have a clue. So
right.
This is the first one. This is someone that we're playing on spin at the moment, and this is them performing when they're about 6 years old, 7 years old.
It sounds like Selena Gomez.
It does sound like Selena Gomez, but it is in fact
Zara Larsson.
That's Zara Larsson when she was a little girl. So cute.
I really want to hear Zara Larsson. Hard to pinpoint that.
Am I right in saying that Zara Larsson came through a Got Talent situation?
She sure did.
Yeah.
She sure did.
Sweden Got Talent.
I think so.
Like
definitely not like Britain. So yeah. Whatever.
This is what you're about to listen to is a clip of two people singing together. This one's really tough. See how you get on.
I don't know. It sounds like Michael Jackson, in the Jackson 5 days.
It really
doesn't it?
Does. It's not them. It's Britney and Justin Timberlake.
Wow. Don't they not like each other?
Oh God, no, not anymore. But when they were kids, they were on like a Disney Channel thing together.
Were they?
Yeah, when they were little. So they've known each other their whole lives. They only got together, obviously, when they both got really famous when they were grown-ups. This then. Excuse the quality.
Is it Bieber?
It's not. It's Bruno Mars.
Is it?
Definitely recorded off of VHS.
Yes, it was. You could see the quality.
You can hear the tinniness, and it was like, it sounds like it was recorded off a telly off of VHS.
A little star. He loved impersonating Elvis.
It's mad to think like these people tried so hard to get famous and it worked.
Totally. This then.
Wow.
About 7 years older.
Is that a boy?
That's a girl.
That's a girl.
That's Beyonce.
Wow.
I know. When she was about 7 years young. I think when she does the listen, that's the one bit you
that's
can kind
brilliant.
Of recognize.
That is really impressive. Like I feel like when you have a kid like who can sing like that, you know you're just destined for stardom. Like.
Totally, yeah. And that's the same. This is a performance of the American National Anthem at a big football game, or like not American football game, should I say. And this celebrity was again six or seven years old at the time. So young. I was watching the video of her this morning and you could tell the commentator the game who was like linking out of her performance into the match itself was so taken aback by her. Have a listen, see if you can figure out who it is. And the home of the brave.
It just sounds like generic kid.
It does, but also like it sounds like Michael Jackson, but also it sounds like that Beyonce clip again. And the home of the brave. I don't know, is it like Celine Dion or something?
It's Ariana Grande.
Is it? I didn't hear that at all.
Yeah. And she's so her. You know, the way she kind of has very unique, I don't know, what would you say, like, quirks in her facial expressions, yes, and how she kind of moves her head and everything.
Does she have the ponytail even back then?
She had a little bun in her hair, but even like that, when she finished her performance, she kind of did the whole kind of nodding her head from side to side. And
I've never seen like a singer that is so naturally talented as Ariana. Like, she's crazy talented. And it's just like, it's just born with it. Do you know what I mean? I thought I'd never seen a singer like that until you've just played all of those clips of all of those celebrities who all sound unbelievable.
Do you know when we were small, when we were all like small little boys and girls, did you ever like be like, I wonder what I'm really good at, and be like, one day the voice is just gonna, I'm gonna be amazing.
I thought it was singing for me. And
I was
then,
so sure I was gonna be an amazing singer, and then I was so sad when it didn't come.
I was the singer in my primary school. So I was the one that would like do all the main solos for like the choirs. Because two things dropped.
Oh, lousy. Are you sure?
Not yet.
Let's go. Turn up. Spin. All I need is Emma, Dave and Fiona. Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin.
Hello, it's Friday.
Hey, what's the story?
Dave.
Yeah.
You're heading on your holidays.
I am.
I'd like to know if you are packed or not.
No.
No,
oh
no,
my God.
No.
But I do have a list that I put on my phone of things to pack and also clothes, but I've separated them. So they're almost like two different lists.
Tell me this.
Would you like the list?
I would like the list, but I also want to know, are you checking in a big bag? Like,
I don't know.
You haven't checked.
I have no idea. Pippa sorts that.
Okay, so this is what he has. He's handed me his phone. So pack for Crete. It was created yesterday at 4:20, so that's good. Passport, backpack, charger, wireless charger, sunglasses, iPad, AirPods, earplugs. Wow, so much tech. Toothbrush, Kindle. All necessary supplements. What ones are unnecessary and what we left at home?
Unnecessary is creatine, probably.
Okay.
Although maybe I should take that as well. Add creatine to the list.
Okay, there. I'll add that in for you now. A Whoop charger, aftershave, hair wax, hair powder, sea salt spray. What's sea salt spray?
Just to give it a bit of texture.
True.
This doesn't just happen, baby.
And what about, you'll be out in the sea air. Will that do it any good, no?
Yeah, probably.
Oh my God, lol. We go into the next fun bit. Snorkel, flip-flops. Okay, back to tech. iPad to TV cable. David, you're going on holidays.
Yeah, I want to enjoy myself.
You have Whoop charger down twice.
You're lucky I don't have the PlayStation on there.
Razor. And then we go into his clothes section. I love that the first thing on your list on your sexy holiday with your girlfriend is pajama shorts and t-shirt. Can't forget the pajamas. Shorts by 3, 10 days.
Yeah.
Okay. Nike shorts by 3. Okay, fair enough.
No, that's meant to say nice shorts by 3.
Ah, that's just shorts. My dyslexia. It does say nice shorts, sorry.
So dress shorts, you know what I mean? So like normal just chilling shorts and then dress shorts.
Waterproof shorts and going out shorts.
Yeah.
T-shirt with collar by 4, normal t-shirt by 3, so we're going for the collar look for the evenings. Yeah. 10 pairs of socks for 10 days, jocks by 10, that's always good to see. And if I was going on holidays for 10 days, I'd bring 25 pairs of knickers just in case. Hoodie by 1 and tracksuit by 1. Okay, good list, man.
So that's my list.
You got
if I'm
sorted.
Forgetting anything, 087-711-1038.
Everything I drop is a banger. Something new, we're loving it. Spin.
We're fresh and first with new music.
This is Spin.
We're literally just missing the robot Hoover to shove in there. We've been
the
talking about
sink.
This upcoming album from Niall Horan for it feels
months,
like forever. But it's finally been released today. We sent someone from who listens to the show off to the Niall Horan dinner party in London last week, and after all our talk of who you never know who
you never know
show
who might show up.
Yeah, Niall came out and performed.
Shocking!
Came. Shock! Horror!
Stupid that we weren't allowed to say anything about that.
I don't know why, man. Really strange. The new album Dinner Party is out today. His muse is the girl he met at said dinner party, who's now the love of his life. New single from the album playing free now is Niall Horan's Tastes So Good It's Spin. Tricky. Giving you another chance to play the Tricky 10 after 9 o'clock this morning. If this isn't you right now, you can message us the word Tricky. Your chance to win €2,000 after 9 o'clock as well. But it's Sylvia first up this morning. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, what's the plan for the day and the weekend?
I have to go to work, unfortunately, today.
Yeah.
But
what do you do,
for
Sylvia?
The weekend, nothing really. I work in like a company that kind of does everything, but I work on as an office administrator.
Okay. Very good.
A company that does everything. Do they do TV shows?
Well, no, but like it's like a few bits in one, kind of.
Okay, cool. Very good. So you're not doing much for the weekend either, are you?
No.
You have a little lad with you, Freddie. What age is Freddie?
Freddie is two and a half.
So he's trying his best to get the words out, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
He won't be much help to you this morning, will he, Sylvia?
No.
Well, here's hoping one of the questions is how old is Freddie?
Yeah. True.
It's not.
Hopefully.
All right, Sylvia, welcome on in to the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat, and we're only going to be able to accept your first answer. So if you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a pair of tickets to see Pitbull in Marley Park. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you €2,000. So Aaron currently top of the leaderboard, scoring 8 in 49.23 seconds. Sylvia, you have this. We believe in you. We have the utmost faith. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, Sylvia, big deep breath in. We're going to go in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. 1/6 of a minute is how many seconds?
5.
The courts based at Inns Key in town are called the what courts?
Court.
Ireland has won the Eurovision Song Contest how many times?
Twice.
In time zones, New York is currently how many hours behind Ireland?
One.
Leaving Cert, English Paper 2 was sat on a Saturday in the year 2000 and what? Because of a school in Drogheda.
Yup, Drogheda.
Eight.
Sarah Michelle Gellar starred in how many live-action Scooby-Doo films? Have a guess.
Seven.
How many letters are there in the word number?
Six.
In the song What's My Name, Drake says the square root of 69 is what something?
9.
All right.
Eight.
Sylvia, how do you think you got on?
Oh, I don't know. Oh my God, maybe like one?
Well, we only got through 8 questions, unfortunately, this morning. But out of the 8 questions, let's see how you got on.
Oh my God. 1, 2.
A score of 2.
A score of 2.
Oh my God.
It's more than one, Sylvia. It's more than one. And I honestly think you probably knew all the answers. You probably just got a little bit panicked.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
hard.
My God,
They're coming at you fast. It's so much harder.
Can I ask you, Sylvia,
I'm doing it in the car.
Did you write down 1 to 10 as numbers and like cross them off as you were going?
I did do that, but I forgot to cross them off.
Oh, no. Fair enough.
I gotcha.
Fair enough. It is a lot of pressure, Sylvia. Let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. And I guarantee you, you'll get them right this time because there's no pressure. 1/6 of a minute is how many seconds?
3.
No, it's 10 seconds instead of 5. Ireland's won the Eurovision Song Contest 7 times, not 2 times. And in time zones, New York is currently how many hours behind Ireland? It's 5 hours, not 1 hour. Leaving Cert, English Paper 2 was sat on a Saturday in the year 2000 and what? Because of a school in Drogheda.
Remember, it was the drama? Baby?
Yeah, it was huge drama. It was 2009.
So what happened there was, apparently they were handing out English Paper 1 but accidentally handed out English Paper 2.
Yes.
So then the entire country had to go in, get a new Paper 2.
Was that it? I also remember a school in Drogheda, the people had to stay over in the school because they weren't allowed out to tell everyone what the questions were.
It was huge at the time. We need to do a deep dive on that story. Maybe we'll do it on Monday.
Sarah Michelle Gellar starred in how many live action Scooby-Doo films? You said 7, but the answer was only 2. And in the song What's My Name, Drake says the square root of 69 is 8 something. So we only got through 8. You didn't top the leaderboard this week, unfortunately, Sylvia, but make sure and come back and redeem yourself. Don't worry about it. You can come back at any time and we'll 100% get more than 2.
You'll have a bit of practice under your belt at that stage. Sylvia and Freddie, have a lovely weekend. Beautiful. Mind yourselves and thanks for listening.
Good luck, Sylvia.
Oh, thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, we're going to play again in an hour. Do you want to take it on? Do you want to win €2,000? Message us the word tricky right now.
One of my favourite parts of the week. This is where I get to rank from 5 to 1 some of my very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like lines from Titanic or, sounds from 2.5 Men transitions, things like that. Well, I was at a wedding.
It's very niche.
It is very niche, yeah. I was at a wedding during the week, and at the wedding, you could write down your guess of what the first dance was going to be.
Oh, that's good.
And they gave you a load of options. They gave you like 100 options. And I was going through the options because obviously, I'm competitive. I really wanted to win the thing. I didn't win. I was raging. But I was looking at some of the songs and I was like, well, it's definitely not that. It's definitely not that. It's definitely not that, because a lot of these songs were not first dance songs.
What you think a first dance song would be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They may be soft and they may be slow and they may sound nice, but when you look and deep dive, not a good first dance song. Right. So I welcome you this morning to Dave Ranks the worst possible songs to use as your first dance at your wedding.
Oh! And if you have used these, prepare to be quite insulted.
If you have used these or are, you know, getting ready to use them, I'm sorry. I'm about to burst that lovely romantic bubble you have.
Ah, Dave.
I'm sorry. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to play the clip. I've tried to get a clip of each song to the point where you go, ah, that's why you shouldn't use it.
Fair enough.
Right? In fifth place for Dave Ranks the worst possible songs to use is your wedding dance at your wedding. I'm sure it was many. It's this. Every move you make, every vow you break, every smile you fake, every claim you speak, I'll be watching you. That is The Police and Every Breath You Take, a song about an obsessive, controlling, surveillance-like love where the singer watches an ex-partner constantly after a breakup.
It's called Stalker, and I absolutely despise that song.
Yeah, it's
not. I hate it. It's literally like promoing stalking.
It's not great.
And also, just even from a beat point of view, it's too quick. You know, like, just like...
Yeah.
That's too quick on my feet.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Fair enough. You need something slower. All right.
I think that's one of the worst songs ever written. I hate it.
I didn't know you were so strongly about
really
The Police.
I dislike that
Interesting.
Song.
Well, that's fifth place. I'm sorry if you've used that as your first wedding dance. We move on to fourth place for Dave Ranks, the worst possible songs to use as your first dance at a wedding. And you want it a little bit slower? How about this?
No, the day bleeds.
No.
Into nightfall. You're not here to get me through.
Was that an option?
That is Lewis Capaldi and Someone You Loved, yes.
Was that an option at their wedding?
It was. Well, it was just...
Like,
it wasn't
on a list?
Yeah, it was on a list that you had to choose
from. Obviously not.
It's a song about grief and emotional dependence after someone you love dies.
It's horrendously
sad. Maybe not a great start to your wedding.
No.
We move on to third place. It's this.
Never mind, I'm fighting someone like you.
State the obvious. It's like there's two breakups, big breakup songs back to back there.
Exactly. That is Adele, Someone Like You. It's a song about lingering heartbreak after seeing an ex move on. But it's not in the top two. The top two were genuine options that you could choose for this. Like, do you think this will be our first dance? And I think they're really, really bad. So I recommend you to second place on Dave Ranks, the worst possible songs to use at your first dance at a wedding. It's this.
And I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy.
Songs for the divorce party.
Yes, exactly. For when you're eating ice cream in bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. That's the kind of vibe. That's Callum Scott dancing on my own.
When you're in stage one of the divorce, and stage four, it's a big party.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, people are actually having divorce parties lately. I love it.
I do enjoy that. That's pretty cool. So that's Callum Scott dancing on my own. It's a song about loneliness while watching an ex with someone else, but it's not first place. First place, I couldn't believe, was A, on the list of songs you could choose, do you think this is going to be their first dance? And B, I couldn't believe how many people thought, yeah, it's going to be this. I was like, people, do you know what this song is about? In first place for Dave Ranks, the worst possible song to use as your first dance at your wedding, it's this. It's a beautiful song, but not to dance at your first wedding. That's Joji. It's Glimpse of Us. It's quite a big song. It was quite a famous song.
Wasn't that on it was in some show.
Oh, potentially, yeah. But basically, it's a song about being in a new relationship with someone who will never live up to your ex.
Oh, wow.
If you listen to the lyrics, he's hoping to find a glimpse. He's looking in her eyes, hoping to find a glimpse of us.
Oh my God, that's so
of what we had. It's so depressing. That was an option. And I was like, lads, you can't be guessing this.
Be like, keep those bad vibes away from my wedding. I wouldn't want any of, like, you know, even them written down on my wedding day. I'd be like, keep the negativity away from our relationship.
So their actual first dance was Gigi Perez's Sailor Song.
What?
It was really nice, actually. I wasn't, when it was sawn as an option, I was like, that's a bizarre choice. There's no way it's that. But when you listen to the lyrics, it's actually quite
Give me Sailor Song. It's where he's obsessed with Anne Hathaway. He loves her.
I don't know. It's on my Instagram. It sounds like this. Oh, no, hold on. Now it's gone. I don't know, Sailor Sound. Do we have GG?
Yeah, it's a great song, but I love that because at the time when Love Me Like a Sailor, that whole line, it's about like that, how do I say this with kids in the car? It's about that real determination to get close to someone. Determination, you know, it's all over you, the determination. If your sailor husband has been away in at sea for a long time, so you really want them.
Interesting. I can't believe you've ruined their first wedding sound.
But maybe that's how they felt. They've been holding on to marriage.
Their parents were there.
Yeah, but they're there later, will they?
Like the devil. They are.
Okay, you're on spin. I need to go back to something that we talked about earlier in the week because I really need to get cracking. Dave, you were off on Wednesday after your friend's wedding and Martin Guilfoyle was here standing in for you while you were away. And
superstar DJ Marty Guilfoyle.
While we were on the show, I was telling him and you listening that my fella, Jack, is getting back into the ring doing a boxing match next weekend.
Okay, so as soon as this music started playing and I was like, oh my God, throwback to Emma's fight. And I can't do that whole thing again.
I know. So back in November, I got into the ring for the first time. I was telling you that I do like boxing classes. They're completely non-contact, but the boxing academy I'm with, they offer these courses across the year. If people want to do something different outside of their regular, they can do training like to do contact boxing and then eventually get into the ring and have a boxing match. Okay.
Honestly, I was so impressed that you got into the ring. It's the scariest thing in the world. I was scared and I wasn't even fighting.
So Jack's doing it again next week. He's wrapping up his second course and he is flat out into it, trying his best to, you know, the last week he's looking up what he should be eating before he gets into the ring next weekend and all the rest. But Callum and Martin was obviously there as well the night of the boxing match. Dave kindly was as well back in November. There was one
Emma brought everyone she's ever met.
I needed all the support I could get, guys. But as I looked around the room that night, and I think all of us kind of missed a trick, there was a lot of signage.
There was a lot of signage.
And we had thought about my walk-in song. We had thought about loads of different bits when it came to...
There was a sign with lights on it.
That's the one that always stands out. That we were talking about.
Yeah, like fairy lights all over it.
It was really good.
A lot of effort was put in. So obviously next weekend when I'm going to support Jack, I'm going, like, as I just said, to support Jack, I'm like, I need to work on a bloody sign and get a good sign on the go for next weekend. I love a bit of arts and crafts, me. I enjoy it. So I'm going to get stuck into making a sign this weekend. But what we noticed on the night of my boxing match back in November was some of them were very witty, and that's what I struggle with.
Yeah, okay.
So I was saying on the show on Wednesday, I was giving some stats about Jack and who he is, and could we come up with a few little slogans to put in a sign for him? So I think because it's now the weekend, this is my last opportunity to actually sit down and have a bit of time to do this. Next week is busy, and then it's the fight night. Can we just decide for once and for all on the show this morning, Dave, you listening, majority rules, on which one we're going to go with from the suggestions earlier in the week?
Is one of them Jack Attack?
I don't... Well, we did have a suggestion for Jack Attack, but it didn't make it down to the final cut.
Thank God.
So we've three options this morning to go with. This came in from Sonia.
Given Jack's affiliation with Leeds and given the World Cup is coming up as well and our very own Jack Charlton, give a bit of Irish momentum and put on the banner, we're all part of Jack's army and a few little ole, ole, oles written all over it as well. And you could even sing it, ole, 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 and we're all part of Jack's army.
Okay, very good. That's in there.
That's not bad. Don't mind it. I like it. Yeah.
We're all part of Jack's army is very good. I could even get a print out of Jack Charlton to put on the sign or something, you know. So that's option number one, which is...
We're all part of Jack's army on a few little ole, ole, oles.
We're all part of Jack's army. So we'll call that one Jack.
I like that.
So when you're texting in, if you want to go with we're all part of Jack's army, you message the word Jack right now. Maybe you'd rather this. It's from Carly.
Put him on his back, Jack.
Put him on his back, Jack.
That's very funny.
I think it's very good. So
put him on his back, Jack.
Simple as that. Nice and short and simple. If you think that one should win and I should work on that one over the weekend, back in a WhatsApp, please, to 087 711 1038.
Okay.
I'm going to throw it into the mix. David Hammond's going to hate this. We did discuss it on Wednesday show.
Go on.
It's my suggestion.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
Which is...
That's going to be... I love you so much, Jackie, my little baby.
My little baby boo. Leave my man alone.
No, for God's sake.
It's not.
Oh, thank God. I thought it was that. My man alone. Don't touch his face.
Yeah, leave his beautiful cheekbones alone. No. What we're going with is... It was Glove at First Sight.
Oh, that's funny.
Do you like it?
I do. I actually don't mind it.
Really?
I don't mind it.
You expected worse.
I thought you were going to say it was Love at First Fight.
Oh, that's also good.
So it was Glove at First
Sight. Oh, maybe it was Glove at First Fight could work as well. We'll mix that one up. It was Glove at First Fight.
You should see Emma's face right now. Her whole thought frame is changing.
Whoa.
Okay, so I kind of like that one.
Are you going to give your vote to Glove?
Give me them all again.
Okay, so one is...
We're all part of Jack's army on a few little ole, ole, oles.
That's Jack in a WhatsApp if you want to go for that one from Sonia, okay? If you want to go for this...
Put a man on his back, Jack.
That's from Carly. Then message the word back to 087-711-103. If you want to go for... It was Glove at First Fight. It is Glove in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
I've made my mind up. I'm going with A.
You're going with A, which is?
We're all part of Jack's army.
Yeah.
Okay. A few little ole, ole, ole.
I like it. You could put ole around the sign.
Yeah, and a little picture of Jack Charles. Yeah. Would be cool as well. Okay, okay.
Or just Jack himself.
It kind of gets into the Irish heritage because his mum is from Cork.
Love it.
Irish, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, Jack in a WhatsApp, back in a WhatsApp, or Glove in a WhatsApp now. Morning, hiya.
Hey, Louise.
Good.
Good, good. Long time no talk. What are you thinking? Which one should we go with here, Louise?
Definitely would put him on his back, Jack.
Do you like that one?
Yeah. It's threatening enough, Jack.
It is threatening enough, you're right.
It is, yeah.
I worry about like the other family of your man.
I know.
If I saw that, I'd be like, don't you dare.
I know. But that's the way it was when we were there as well last time, wasn't it? There was all that going on.
Yeah.
Okay, put him on his back, Jack.
You have to make him feel intimidated.
Very true.
Yeah, by little old me with my highlighter pens.
That's some fairy lights.
And my sticker on the sign. Louise, it's
just
noted.
Just below.
Hey, no pun intended.
Very good.
Thanks, Louise. Talk to you in a while.
Good luck.
Talk to you. Bye.
See you. Bye. Callum, you've got the results?
Yes, the votes are in. And unfortunately, to say Emma, with 0%.
Oh, no.
0%.
No one loved I'd Love You.
Glove at First Sight.
Ah, come on.
0%. A bit mushy.
Maybe so, there's no place for that on the night, you know, fair enough.
We're all part of Jack's army, or put him on his back, Jack. The winner with 58% of the vote.
It's got to be A. It's got to be A.
Is...
Put a man on his back, Jack.
No way!
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be We're All Part of Jack's Army.
It was flipping and flopping, but that one was the clear winner.
Put him on his back,
there
Jack.
There
was
suggestions
good.
For me to make all three signs, I believe, and nobody has that kind of
nobody
time.
Has that. Well, you could all make one each. No, I take that back. Dave's not here, and I'm busy this weekend.
Put him on his back, Jack.
Put him on his back, Jack.
Carly, it's happening. Thank you.
Spins on. You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. Can I go on holidays now?
Nah, you've another hour to go.
Ah, come on.
Come on. But
I did the whole thing. I did the tricky 10 and we did Dave Ranks and we did your boxing thing.
We've loads to be doing. We've got another tricky 10 to play in the next few minutes.
Another one.
I know. And look, we come to you this morning with some exciting news for Fully Charged. You know the Naughty Threesome?
I do.
You used to be on that show ages ago before we started at about 8:45. Do you remember
that? Oh, yeah. What was their names? Trevor and Ian.
Something like that. Bert and Ernie.
Grover and Nathaniel.
Gary and Nevin.
Yeah, Gary and Nevin. That's what it was.
So then that Naughty Threesome kind of disappeared, kind of went off to a cave after that, and we started the show and we were just
along
talking too
god.
Much. The rap god went to the cave, the Naughty Threesome went to the cave, and then the Naughty Threesome came back.
Mm-hmm.
And it started at 10 o'clock
on Michaela Hayes'
show and on Steve's show. Well, we've decided to steal it off Michaela.
You're joking.
Yeah. As of next Monday, you won't even be here to enjoy it, David. You'll be on your holidays.
I'll be listening in.
You will. Because the Naughty Threesome makes its return to Fully Charged on Monday.
Let's go, baby.
Sorry, Michaela. Sorry, not sorry. You can hear the Naughty Threesome each and every morning at exactly this time after 9 a.m. Okay, so many reasons to bring us into the office with you, to stay with us after 9 with the chance to win $2,000 on the Tricky 10.
Just another thing that the bosses have gotten right here in Spin. Just another thing.
So
the
true.
One thing of many that they always get right. But this is one of my favorite things that they've gotten right.
A flavor of what you can expect each and every day from 9.
Yes! If 10 million fireflies
It's all kicking off for Monday. Dave, don't worry. We'll keep Al City for when you get back.
Can I just say once again, well done to the bosses. Fantastic job as always, and I love you guys.
The Naughty Threesome back on Fully Charged Monday morning, each and every morning from 9 a.m. Woo! Tricky. Okay, here we go.
A tricky 10.
This is the very last chance that we have someone to give away 2,000 euro.
10 questions, 2,000 euro. Top the leaderboard. Win tickets to see Pitbull. It's an incredible prize. Fantastic prize. One of the best. I've always said it.
Aaron currently top of the leaderboard. He scored 8 in 49.23 seconds earlier this week. But our final player of the week is Natalie. How are you?
I'm grand, lads. How are you?
Oh, that's we're not too bad, thanks. Are you a big Tricky 10 player since like October? Are you well versed on the game and all that?
I wouldn't be that well versed. The last few weeks I've been listening to it.
Oh, great. Well, welcome.
Thank you, Natalie.
Nice to have you on board.
You're obviously enjoying it, are you, Natalie?
I'm indeed, yeah.
So,
yeah.
A little bit of
right. Not many, though.
No, is the question. Are you new to the show, then?
No. Always listen to the show.
Oh, you legend. Okay, thank you.
Natalie, what's the plan for the day?
Work. You're what? I should be starting, but we'll go a little bit delayed.
Very nice. What do you do for work, Natalie?
Nothing interesting. I'm working insurance.
Insurance. Very nice. Yeah. Is it house insurance, car insurance, home insurance, health insurance?
Travel insurance,
the one I missed.
Mention. Now, Dave, do you have travel insurance booked on for your trip? You're leaving
I don't.
Us? That's a bit risky.
I'll give you a discount if you want
that. Asher, it's a scam. No, I'm joking.
Well, that'd be grand. If you lose your luggage, you'll be saying, I should have bloody had a little chat there with Natalie.
Is travel insurance the E111 card?
Oh, that was a good time.
No, that's
wasn't
separate.
It?
That's separate, is it? That's health or something. Is it? All right, fair enough.
I think
that's what we just get.
Yeah, yeah, very good. All right, well, Natalie, welcome on into the Tricky 10.
55 seconds about to go on the clock. Dave's going to ask you 10 questions. As you know, each answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We can only accept your first answer, and if you don't know, might as well give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard, you will win the Pitbull tickets in Marty Park. That gig is happening in a few weeks' time, and you'll find out today, obviously, because you're the last player of the week if you top the leaderboard. If you do the business and score all 10 correct in 55 seconds, you will win 2,000 euro in the next couple of minutes. All right, best of luck.
Hell of a lot of money, Natalie. It could be all yours. All you got to do, answer 10 questions correct. You have this. Let's top the leaderboard even. Let's just do that. Natalie, the Tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. In total, how many toes does the average human have?
10.
Britney Spears released a single in 2009 called What Number?
Oh.
Yeah. Cabra and the Four Courts are in which Dublin postal district?
Cabra is...
Guess.
Have a guess.
6.
How many points do you score for a try in rugby union?
3 or 5, sorry.
Translate this number from French to English. Nuff.
9.
What number maths paper will be sat in the Leaving Cert this afternoon?
2.
In time zones, how many hours behind Ireland is Los Angeles?
8.
The FIFA World Cup that took place in Germany happened in the year 2000 and what?
4.
How many Kill Bill films were there in the series?
3.
How many letter T's are in the word tattooist? Someone who tattoos is a tattooist?
4.
4 T's. All right, Natalie, how do you think you got on?
Not great.
Do you not think? What do you think your score is? If you answered 10 questions, what do you think your score was?
Oh, 5 or 6.
5 or 6, all right, let's see how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, a score of 4. It's less than you thought, Natalie, unfortunately.
I
thought you did quite well. I'm kind of surprised at that myself, so I'm curious.
Yes, we'll just go through the ones that caught you this morning. Britney Spears, she released a single in 2009 called What Number? It was 3. Cabra and the Four Courts, they are in Dublin 7 rather than Dublin 6. How many points do you score for a try in rugby union? You corrected yourselves, but the first answer you did give us was 3. The answer is 5, yeah, as you knew. What number maths paper will be sat in the Leaving Cert this afternoon? Maths actually starts today, so paper 1's later on. The FIFA World Cup took place in Germany. That happened in 2006 rather than 2004. And finally, how many Kill Bill films were there in the series? There was only 2 rather than 3.
Was there only 2? Oh, interesting. I still remember the DVD cover of your one in this, the yellow suit, the yellow and black suit.
Creep. Sorry it wasn't to be today, Natalie. Have a lovely weekend.
Good luck, Natalie.
Yes, take care.
Bye.
Right, we better get on to Aaron then. Let him know he's done the business.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron's a great lad. He's a bus driver, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Aaron.
Hello.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
How are you, Aaron?
How are you guys?
How's the bus route this morning? All the kids got off to school, all right?
All good.
Aaron, in good news, I'm going to sing you the song of your people. Hail to the bus driver. Hail to the bus driver. Aaron, congratulations, you topped the leaderboard.
Ah, Daly.
Well
Unbelievable.
Deadly.
And, what was your score during the week again? Was it 8? 80
days.
49.23 seconds. No one beat it, Aaron. It was a fantastic score. So because of that, you are off to Pitbull in Marley Park on, I want to say, the 7th of July?
Yeah.
Yes.
Won't be long coming around. Enjoy, Aaron. Get the ball cap out.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, guys.
No bother, Aaron. Have a great day. Good luck, my man.
Cheers. See you too.
See you later. Okay, so we're going to play again Monday. As you know, two chances to play each day for €2,000 after 8 and after 9. If you want to register now for Monday, get the job done. Chat to Callum. Get yourself lined up for Monday. It's tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103.
It's the new talk to Joe.
Yeah.
Chat to Callum. Yeah. Talk to Joe. Chat to Callum. 51551.
Tricky Wash in a WhatsApp. And bear in mind, the end of week prize next week for High Score is Florence the Machine tickets.
Nice.
Always a great gig. So that's all kicking off from Monday on the Tricky 10.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lads, World Cup happening in 6 days.
Is it 6 days?
It's in 6 days. It's happening on Thursday. First match will be I'd be so nervous
if I was the first team out. I'd be like, oh, scarlet for me. Can we just wait a few days till everyone's into the swing of it?
So it's like Mexico, South Africa is the first match, the 11th of June. It's going to be 8 o'clock our time.
Perfect. Evening.
And I've genuinely never been, and I know, on this show, I'm kind of the negative guy and whatever, but I just don't care about this World Cup. And I love the World Cup, the Euros, the Champions League, the Premier League. I watch it all. Even if my team aren't playing, I'll watch it all. I just love it so much. The World Cup especially is like summer to me. It's like end of exams, you know what I mean? Everyone's in good form. The weather is good.
I just don't
care about it this year.
It's generally great for people who work our time shifts as well, because
the whole day. Time difference, like, you get a lot of extra batches during the day and stuff.
The Euros were on, or when the last World Cup was on, it was great because there was a match at 2, there was a match at 5, and there was a match at 8.
Because it's a normal country, like in Europe. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not in America where they're like trying to pander to every single nation.
But even in Qatar, when it was the 2022 World Cup, it was in a regular enough time zone for us.
I don't think Qatar too far ahead of us anyway. I think they're about two or three hours.
But the American one.
Now, I will say this. I am excited for some things. I'm excited to see, because there's a lot of managers that, like, typically national teams wouldn't have like huge big names as managers. But you have Thomas Tuchel this time around. You have Ancelotti. You have, what's your man who used to manage Spurs?
Pochettino. He manages the USA.
That's going to be interesting.
Why do you think no one's buzzing about it? Why?
Just because it's in America. It's in the USA. Now, it's also happening in Mexico, and it's also happening in
Canada.
But
why do you think America's having such a negative vibe on it?
I think people are kind of a little bit nervous to go. I think also
the
crowds are going to be less. No one wants to see a football match filled with American fans because they're just awful.
The pricing is insane. The tickets were super expensive.
They've closed off for the opening match, which is, I think, in New Jersey. They've closed off the pedestrianised area where you could walk through to the thing. They've closed that off, so you have to get a bus or a train, which costs over $100.
Yeah, right. Like, they haven't made it accessible.
You can't walk there at all. It's like illegal to walk there. They no way of doing it.
Very American. It's illegal to walk.
Yeah. It's illegal,
but it is, because their roads are crazy.
Yeah. I've seen people on TikTok running it, like, to see if they can. It's like ages away, but it takes something like 2 hours. It's
funny because I was talking to Jack about this yesterday, because I could tell that you guys, like, you were kind of saying the last while, I'm not really feeling it this year.
I'm still going to watch it, and I hope I'm wrong.
I was like, how are you feeling about it? And he was like, I'm absolutely buzzing. He was like, you just aren't bothered because Ireland aren't in it. And I was like, I don't think it's that.
It's so funny.
I just feel like it's different. I think it's different for him, though, because he's got something really exciting to look forward to. I think it's next weekend or 2 weeks' time. He's going off to Spain with his friends, but they're only going over to like watch certain matches. But like, it's kind of that.
It is
really
also. I'd say it also. Like, Callum, you're also English, so are you looking forward to that?
I'm not fussed
because you're in it. Like,
yeah, I'm really just not. But I think ever since I moved here, and it sounds a bit like, oh, I'm sucking up to you guys a little bit, but ever since I moved to Ireland, I felt a disconnect with the English national team.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, England have done really well in the last couple of tournaments in terms of they've gotten to 2 Euros finals, they got to a World Cup
semi-final. But you'd rather see Ireland in the World Cup than see England win it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think so. Because I'm just
because you'd be able to appreciate the buzz while you're here.
Yeah, there's no one really to celebrate it here. One of our old bosses texted me saying he's English as well, and he said, do you want to catch up and watch the match in a couple of weeks against Ghana? And I'm like, It's on at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I go to bed at 9:30. I don't
Would you
think
not watch it?
I don't think
Now,
so.
I will say, right, I know we're being negative about the World Cup, and I think mainly it's because it's in the USA, and I think the next time around it's not even going to be any better because it's in like Saudi Arabia or something.
So I just don't like the way Trump has his paws all over.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. We gave him the peace prize. Like, it's just corruption. It's just money, money, money. Yeah, but I am excited. So it's Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar's last World Cup,
okay,
most likely. It's also most likely Modric's, De Bruyne, who else? You've got Mo Salah's. It's most likely their last World Cup. And then I also am really curious about Mbappe, because around the Euros last year and around the World Cup, or sorry, not last year, 2 years ago, and the World Cup 4 years ago, when he was unbelievable. He was like the best player in the world. He scored a hat-trick in the World Cup final. Yeah. He was unbelievable and didn't get to lift the trophy because Argentina won. And everyone was like, oh, this is going to be unreal. He went and he left PSG and went to Real Madrid. He's done nothing at Madrid at all. And since he left PSG, they won 2 back-to-back Champions League. So it's kind of like, will the Mbappe return
the
World Cup?
Yeah.
Which I'm excited about.
2030 World Cup, just really quickly. Morocco, Portugal and Spain is where it's being hosted.
Oh, savage.
So great times for everyone.
2030, perfect.
And the Euros 2028 is the UK and Ireland.
Brilliant.
So
what am I thinking of then? Is it 2034?
There is a Saudi,
Saudi Arabia.
I think there is a Saudi one.
We're hosting the Euros here in 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, we're not ready for that, are we?
Well, you've got to qualify first as well. There's it's only the Aviva that will be home.
Yeah, it's only
Aviva. Okay, okay. But come here, will Trump like be at all the matches and like will there be...
He'll be at the USA matches. Yeah.
He'll definitely be at the trophy presentation.
He's just going to push it off.
Oh yeah, he will touch the World Cup and I will cry.
Oh my God.
No one should be allowed to touch that unless you've won the World Cup.
Oh, he will.
Yeah, he will touch it. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome on into the music game with No Name. We played this on a Friday. It's been Callum versus David Hammond for the last number of weeks. And basically the idea here is the game where we really see if you know the songs that you think you know, okay? So for example, a question could be from Usher's, yeah, when Shawty got down low, what did she say? And the answer would be, come and get me.
I wouldn't have got that.
Okay, well that's not a good start then.
This whole game is fun because we're so bad at it and Emma just for some reason
I just get annoyed every week.
Emma does keep getting annoyed and then for some reason comes back the next week and the questions are harder.
I know.
There was one week where you made them like really easy
and we still didn't do great.
Callum's only had one win on this. He was determined that this was going to be his game, but it hasn't really turned out that way for him at all. Dave, we'll start with you as we always do. Round number one.
Low.
In Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish's song Guess.
No. It's not even in my head.
The underwear song, the knickers song.
Oh yeah, go on.
Billie says she picked out the black underwear in which city?
Easy. Picked out the black city in Los Angeles.
Why
I don't know.
Couldn't you give me this question? It's Tokyo, Dave.
Okay. The ones I picked out for you in Tokyo.
Okay.
But like I don't hear it. Like when you say guess, all I hear is you wanna guess the colour of my underwear. And that's all I will remember.
That was a very well worded question, Emma. Thank you.
Shut up, loser. Question number two. Okay, Callum, over to you.
Big lick.
In Somber's song Back to Friends, he questions how they could possibly go back to being friends when they've just shared what?
How could we go back to being friends? When shared what we ever had?
I would have guessed a bed.
Shared a bed.
Okay, into round number two. We'll bring it back a little bit. Dave, we're going to 2013 now, and in Miley Cyrus' song Wrecking Ball, she says all she wanted was to break your what?
Oh my God!
All I wanted was to break your walls. I think it's walls.
Why am I getting all of your
answers? Hell yeah.
Very good.
All right, Callum.
Because they're iconic. That's an iconic tune. I'll always remember that.
But you can't keep it all in 2013. We have to have something modern.
But I don't know them as much as I know that one.
Well, Callum knew you're the first one there. No bother to him. Okay, Callum, over to you.
I'll be coughing.
I'm coughing because he needs to get this one right. 2013 was the year Taylor Swift released her song 22.
Yeah.
And I would like to ask you, she says, it feels like the perfect night to have breakfast at what time?
Oh, breakfast at midnight.
Oh, come on.
Thank you.
For God's sake.
At midnight. It feels like a perfect night
for breakfast at midnight.
That is not on par with Walls.
Yes.
That is a par 5 against a par 3.
No.
I got the hole in one. All right, 1-1.
All right, guys, we are now moving on to our final round, which is both songs from the year 2009. Dave, we will start with you in Coldplay's Viva La Vida. He says he used to feel the fear in whose eyes?
I used to feel the fear in my enemy's eyes.
Feel the fear in my enemy's eyes.
It's like Chris Martin was in the room with us.
Callum, over to you. In Sean Kingston's song Fire Burning, what number does he say somebody has to call?
Oh, for God's sake!
Shorty gonna call 911.
Somebody call 911. Shorty fire burning on the dance floor.
Oh, whoa.
Okay, very good. Guys.
Do it all.
We have a draw.
Okay, tiebreaker time.
Here's how this works. I'm going to ask you the question about the song. I need your name, not your answer. The first person to give me their name gets a chance to answer. Are we ready to go? In Shaggy's song, Angel.
No.
He says he wants to show the nation his what?
I have no clue. Idea.
I don't even know that song.
I want to show the nation my... I was going to say something really rude. love.
My...
Okay, I'm going to give you...
My talent.
In Shaggy's Angel, he says he wants to show the nation his what. I will tell you one clue before we get out of this.
Go on.
It rhymes with nation. I need a name rather than for a guess.
I have no clue.
I want to show you my inflation.
Null and void the game. I have no idea.
Really tough question.
I want to show the nation my appreciation.
I've never even heard that sound. Oh, I do know that sound.
My appreciation.
My appreciation.
Crap question.
Okay, well, you both draw.
I bagged you to win.
Dave gets away. He's going on holiday.
David Hammond's last day for 10 days as he heads on holiday. So, sir, over to you. Over to you.
Lads, it's
tell
been
us
a blast.
How much you're going to miss us.
I've enjoyed doing this show for the last 4 years. It's been wonderful. But now I must go. Don't worry, I shall return on the 18th of this very month. I will be returning tanned and...
Dave, you don't get a tan.
I don't know. I will be returning red and very relaxed and awful depressed that I'm back. Yeah. I can't wait.
We'll see you back here on Monday morning from 7. Pete's on the way.
I love you. Mwah.
On it, on it, on it.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.